Susretania. Susretania.
Dobar dan, poštovani slušalci. U današnjim susretanjima smo u svetu aktuelnih koncerata. Gosti u studiju su violinistkinja i koncertmajstor Simfonijskog orkestra RTS Katarina Aleksić i violončelista Tomaš Pokšivinski. Ostanite na programu Radio Beograda 1. U ime dežurne ekipe pozdravlja vas Aleksandra Paladin. Danas u emisiji Susretanja govorimo o koncertima na kojima će biti predstavljena muzika takozvanih bečkih klasičara, a upravo u susret ovoj godini u kojoj se obeležava 250 godina od rođenja Ludviga van Beethovena. Moji gosti u studiju su danas violinistkinja i koncert majstorka Simfonijskog orkestra Radio Televizije Srbije Katarina Aleksić i Tomaš Pokšivinski, violončelista, gost kvarteta koga slušamo upravo na koncertima. Katarina, Tomaš, dobar dan, dobrodošli.
Dobar dan, bolje vas našli.
Katarina, od toga da li će biti koncerta, pa do toga da li će biti jedno koncerta, vi sada imate dva koncerta i u najavi su zapravo i koncerti za proleće.
Tako je, uspela sam da uz pomoć dobrih ljudi, dobre volje i hrabrosti na kraju da se krene u to i da se uprkos situaciji sa zarazom koncerti organizuju onako kako smatram da bi trebalo da se organizuju sada. Mali sastavi, kamerna muzika, najlepša na svetu, mala publika, manji prostori, ali da publika čuje i da muzika živi.
Ono što je korak dalje, vi ste se opredelili da imate i gosta koji nam dolazi iz Poljske. I evo vas ovde, probate, vežbate u skladu opet sa ovim mogućnostima, dakle pretpostavljam da ima malo proba i koncerti su tu.
Tako je, tokom ovih dugih meseci kada smo pauzirali sa sviranjem, puno stvari vam pada na pamet, razmišljate o svom životu, o svom pozivu, o čitavoj situaciji, zato što smo se svi našli u tome. I rodila mi se ideja, u skladu sa u stvari geopolitičkom situacijom koja nas trenutno se pogađa, da ja, koja inače često sarađujem sa ansamblima u inostranstvu i putujem, nisam bila u mogućnosti da putujem i puno mi je koncerata otkazano, ali onda sam došla na ideju, pa hej, ako ja ne mogu nigde da idem, možda meni mogu da dođu gosti. I možda ja ovde mogu da organizujem koncerte ili čak seriju koncerta gde bi Evropa došla meni u goste. I s obzirom na to, naravno, da u toku svih tih meseci u kojima smo o tome razmišljala, situacija se komplikovala dalje, međutim, ipak smo uspeli da ovo organizujemo, da imamo gosta, sjajnog čelistu, koji će nam pomoći na ovom programu bečkih klasičara.
Dakle, naš gost jeste i Tomaš Pokšivinski, violončelista. Tomaš, welcome to Radio Belgrade.
Hello.
How do you feel?
I feel very well, yeah, thank you. Nice to be here.
Okay, where and when you met Katarina?
This is a good question. Many years ago, we met in Holland Baroque, which is a Baroque ensemble. With which we traveled the world, and since then we didn't, of course, immediately have the idea to play chamber music together, but it was kind of growing, and sometimes we play also in smaller settings with Holland Baroque, and now when she invited me to join her project here, I was very happy to accept the invitation.
Now you play music by Haydn, Mozart, and Beethoven.
Yes. It's not Baroque music, but and we are playing on modern instruments, or as some people say, on normal instruments, not normal violin, normal cello. We are not even aiming to make it a kind of historical performance. It comes from our hearts how we play this music, and we have some early music background, of course. and some experiences, but we just focus on making music, and it doesn't matter if it's baroque instrument or modern, or it doesn't matter in this context.
Katrina, kao što smo mogli da čujemo, dakle, vaša saradnja datira od davnih vremena i vezana je za epohu barokne muzike, a ovoga puta publika vas sluša u programu klasične muzike. Koja su to dela koja će publika imati prilike da sluša?
Prvo bih htjela da kažem da su na programu dva trija, gudačka trija, i jedan kvartet sa obom, i sad je dobar trenutak u stvari da kažemo ko još svira sa nama, osim toga šta ćemo svirati.
Naravno,
naravno čitava ideja je podržana od strane orkestra, simfonijskog orkestra i muzičke produkcije, jer smo prvo bili razgovarali o tome i koncertu koji će se sada na kraju desiti tek u aprilu, da to bude održano ovdje kod nas u galeriji RTS-a i da ja uključim dve sjajne koleginice na oboj, našu solo oboj Ivanu Dakić i violu našu Marinu Popović i da sve to uklopim u tu moju ideju da mi dođe neko i u goste iz Evrope. Tako da ćemo večeras odsvirati u galeriji opštine Vračar Haydnov gudački trio, opus 53 broj 1 u G-duru, Mozart oboa kvartet koji je jedini tog tipa, vrlo interesantno delo, i Beethovenov gudački trio ponovo, opus 9 broj 1, također u G-duru.
Dakle, manji sastavi, kao što je i preporučeno, publika također u manjem broju, i u ovom trenutku kažemo i slušalcima da li ulaz slobodan ili se ulaznice negde mogu nabaviti. Ne. Prvi koncert je dakle u galeriji opštine Vračar, a drugi koncert sutra jeste u ustanovi kulture Parobrod.
Tako je, kulturni centar Parobrod, Kapetan Mišina 6 je sutra, 6. novembar. U 7 sati, naravno ulaznice, nismo o tome ni razgovarali, naravno da je besplatno, u ovom trenutku je bitno da se ljudi naviknu na ideju, u stvari da se oslobodimo straha svi i da shvatimo da stvari mogu da se nastave, da mogu da žive ukoliko svi sa pažnjom se tome posvetimo. Pažnja, znači bit će publika do 30 ljudi, i maske obavezne i sve to, ali ipak mislim da je moguće, da je moguće izvesti. Thank you.
Thank you.
u susret ovoj godini u kojoj se obeležava 250 godina od rođenja Ludviga van Beethovena. Moji gosti u studiju su danas violinistkinja i koncert majstorka Simfonijskog orkestra Radio Televizije Srbije Katarina Aleksić i Tomaš Pokšivinski, violončelista, gost kvarteta koga slušamo upravo na koncertima. Tomaš, you are Baroque cello professor. What is specific about learning to playing the Baroque cello?
Yes, it's quite a different instrument from the normal cello or modern cello. So what we for the students, the first difficulty is of course how to make a sound. Actually, it's quite a substantial problem because mm-hmm. the strings are
first time on Baroque violin, it was a shock.
The strings are made of different material. They are made of animal gut and not from metal. Mm-hmm. And they are more difficult to control. So that's the basic problem. And then, of course, above this technical issue is the problem of interpretation, of knowing the rules, and then getting used to them and incorporating them into your own personal musical language. So. And that's the challenges of playing Baroque cello.
Of course. How many students you have?
I have two students in Warsaw and two students in Katowice. So it's the early music departments are normally quite small. But it's a nice group of people.
But still, they exist and in more cities in Poland.
Yes. In Poland, in the last 10-15 years, they appeared everywhere.
Yes.
So almost in every academy, or maybe literally in every academy, you can study Baroque instruments.
Did you study normal cello?
I studied Baroque cello. Mm-hmm. Well, I have a quite a specific situation because I didn't go to study normal cello. I studied sound engineering, mm-hmm. and it was in the music academy. So I was in contact with all the musicians that I knew from earlier schools. I played lots of German music, but I actually didn't study modern cello. And then, after finishing the sound engineering studies, I went to study Baroque cello.
Oh, that's interesting. That's very interesting. Okay, in which occasion you using those skills like sound engineer?
For example, today. No, I'm actually slowly now returning to this profession mm-hmm. because I haven't been doing it for many years. I was really immersed in the Baroque world and left the sound world behind. But now I realized I miss it a little bit, and I already started doing some recordings this year.
Corona, it's very good.
Corona times.
In both fields.
yeah. Corona times are good for recordings. Actually, many institutions and musicians they cannot do live concerts, live productions. But it turns out that they maybe can do the recordings, and or some musicians had time to be at home and prepare new material for solo CDs or small mm-hmm. settings. So. Actually, it's not a bad time for recording now.
You are producer and arranger as well.
Yes. I like to be involved in many projects and have different roles. I have been like that my entire life. You know, I was playing cello and then suddenly I decided, oh, let's go to study sound engineering, and then I stopped sound engineering. I went to study Baroque cello, but. But I was in London, and it's such a crazy environment and full of inspirations from any background you choose. So I got into this world of non-classical projects, and then, of course, you start arranging things, you start, this kind of world of being creative.
Katarina, kako izgledaju probe sa sastavom koji, hajde da kažemo, internacionalni? Dakle, Tomaš je došao iz Poljske, pretpostavljam da sada užurbano ovo
Tako
kratko
je.
Vreme.
Tako je, naravno, uvek morate da vodite računa, nismo u luksuznoj situaciji, on je jako zauzet, sredstva su nam ograničena, tako da smo se odlučili za varijantu da budemo spremni, profesionalni. Mi smo sinoć imali probu, dužu probu od 4 sata, program je sastavljen i zvuči jako lepo. Tako da ćemo sada, posle našeg razgovora, ići još malo na probu i popodne već je soundcheck i koncert u galeriji.
Tomaš, tell us something about concerts in Poland during these conditions.
Well, now, just yesterday, the Prime Minister announced that they are closing the concert halls and theaters.
But you were doing all summer festivals, concerts, unlike us.
Summer was, yes, summer was crazy. Summer was very busy for me, and yeah, the festivals were happening. Of course, with limited audience most of the time, with restrictions, and some of them only online. Mm-hmm. And yeah, just 2 weeks ago I did a concert in the Polish radio, which was only online, zero audience, and it was broadcast by the radio and on the internet with image. So, people are fighting, trying to keep the musicians busy, and also, you know, some institutions, they have budgets that they want to spend, they don't want to give them back. So this crazy times show how humans are flexible and can quickly adapt, and also Polish people are famous for trying mm-hmm. to find solutions, not always in the right way, but but we fight.
And this is the good chance to being on stage with Katarina, Marina and Ivana.
Yes, yeah, it's fantastic, and it's probably the last concert we will play in a while.
Yes,
Because who knows how is the winter going to be, and now lockdown everywhere. Mm-hmm. So I'm extremely happy to be able to be on stage with them, and I'm very grateful to Katarina for the invitation, and for introducing me to these wonderful musicians that she knows. So yeah, it couldn't be better.
Are you in Belgrade for the first time?
Yes, yeah, this is my first time in Serbia.
What are your plans for the future?
Možda smo imali planove koji su se naravno promenili, a možda su se novi planovi rodili u međuvremenu, tako da osim ove moje ideje da organizujem mali ciklus koncerta koji bih nazvala Evropa u gostima, ukoliko uspem da nađem u stvari financije na bilo koji način, da li kroz projekat, da li na neki drugi način, o tome još moram dobro da razmislim. Osim toga imali smo u planu, i trebalo je to već da se desi u julu, u Poljskoj, na festivalu stvari čiji je Tomaš umetnički direktor. Međutim, koncert je bio otkazan u poslednji čas i prosto se nije desilo, ali se nadamo da ćemo uspeti i na tom projektu koji je bio isto novi i van klasične muzike možda, i naravno ove klasične koncerte. Jako se radujem tome.
Tomaš, tell us something about your festival.
The festival, it's this year we had a very special situation, but maybe first about the name. It's called Strefa Ciszy, mm-hmm. which means the quiet zone, mm-hmm. the zone of silence.
Okay.
And it takes place in a beautiful park. Actually, it is the Royal Gardens. Mm-hmm. Of one of the summer residences of the king from the 18th century. And now it is exactly in the center of Warsaw, but it's quite a big space. I mean, the gardens take a lot of space, and when you enter this place from the noisy city, you are really suddenly in a quiet zone. You know, in a very special bubble inside the city. And in this place, we decided to put chamber music.
Okay.
Played outside, played that there is some beautiful architecture, there is some beautiful nature, and we thought, okay, let's also put art, this music inside, and we don't use amplification. That's the idea, that people, the audience comes very near to the musicians, and they sit on the grass, on some chairs or blankets. It's a very kind of relaxed atmosphere. I mean, they don't talk. It's not like a picnic, but they come. They really come to listen. And the concerts take place during entire day, and so basically you can come to the gardens and spend the whole day listening to different concerts. Mm-hmm. But of course, this year we couldn't do it; we were not allowed, and we decided to do an online version. So we were recording some concerts. Mm-hmm. It's of course we you cannot transmit the same atmosphere into the internet, but we were happy to do anything and to support our musicians. So I'm happy it happened. We were not very lucky with our project with Katarina because mm-hmm. of the singer issues, but
yes,
I hope
yes.
we will do it next year.
Katarina, evo, mnogo je planova i za budućnost. Uopšte svi umetnici kada pričaju o muzici, o umetnosti, o narodnoj sezoni, jesu nekako uzdržani. Imaju planove, ali korona je ovde oko nas i vidjet ćemo šta će se dešavati.
Zapravo samo nismo rekli za sutrašnji koncert.
Dobro.
Malo više i to je, kao što se Aleksandra lepo rekla, prvo je bilo da li će uopšte biti koncert, da li će biti jedan koncert. Na kraju posljednji čas Artlink i Jovanka Višekruna su mi ponudili taj petak sutra uz mogućnost da ukoliko se mere budu u toku nedelje iznenada promenile, da mi u okviru njene izložbe koja traje u Parobrodu umetnici umetnicima da postoji video i audio zapis koji bi onda mogao u tom slučaju da ide online i to je za nas bilo isto vrlo lepa ideja i utešna ideja za slučaj da se sve zabrani u međuvremenu dok smo mi sve organizovali.
Ali evo, koncert će ipak biti na neki način i ovog današnjeg i sutrašnjeg, tako da
tako,
publika
tako
u svakom slučaju dobrodošla. Hvala na razgovoru.
Hvala.
Hvala Aleksandra.
susretanja. Susretanja.
Eko. Uvek imam minut da ti kažem. Hvala neograničeno, tata. Za najlepšu muziku na zadnjem sedištu na putu do mora.
Za sve naše starije, neograničene minuti, poruke i Viber u posebnoj 65 plus tarifi i posebna podrška u VIP-u. Jer najvrednije što vam možemo posvetiti je vreme. VIP. Druga priča.
Biseri srpske umetničke solo pesme. 20 pesama najznačajnijih srpskih kompozitora u izvođenju tenora Slavka Nikolića i pijaniste Miodraga Čolakovića. Srpska tradicija, koreni, trajanje. U izdanju PGP RTS-a.
Eko.
Vodimo vas na koncert. Novi ciklus emisija svake subote na programu Radio Beograda 1.
Ove nedelje vodimo vas na koncert autorske muzike Vojkana Borisavljevića, autora muzike nezaboravnih hitova. Budite sa nama u subotu 7. novembra u 20 časova. Emisiju pripremila Aleksandra Paladin.
Susretanja. Susretanja.
Koncertom čuvenog dramskog soprana Marije Guljegine otpočeo je ovogodišnji Bemus. U umetnosti i pevanja ove umetnice imali smo prilike da uživamo u utorak 3. novembra na sceni operi teatra Madlenijanum. Ona se publici festivala predstavila izborom arija po sobstvenom izboru, da tako kažemo, a dirigovao je Dejan Savić. A večeras u okviru Bemusa slušamo mađarskog pijanistu Deneša Variona. On će nastupiti sa muzikom Beethovena, Šumana Šopena i Bele Bartoka. Poštovani slušalci, to je bilo sve što smo vam pripremili za današnje izdanje emisije Susretanja. U ime dežurne ekipe pozdravlja vas Aleksandra Paladin.
Thank you.